from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. The resurging resource sector gives the federal riding of Timmins-James Bay a lot of opportunity, says the incumbent MP, Charlie Angus of the New Democrats. Running in his seventh election next month, Angus says that opportunity needs to be tied to climate change as we move out of the pandemic.
The planet is on fire and we need the strategic metals. We need to be looking at resource development within a lens that's sustainable. And I think we've got really good success stories to tell in Timmins-James Bay.
Angus adds that we need the investments to make those benefits tangible here, not in a boardroom somewhere else. Driving between South Porcupine and Schumacher was a non-starter for a while over the noon hour. A vehicle rolled over near the top of Ray Hill after apparently losing its drive shaft, forcing the closure of Highway 101. City police say no one was hurt. There's another delay in deconsecrating St. Paul's Anglican Church in South Porcupine. It was set for this Saturday after being postponed from January because of the pandemic. Now the very Reverend Valerie Isaac says that due to personal reasons, it's rescheduled to 6 o'clock on Saturday, August 28th. As of this past Monday, there's nowhere in Timmins to get the required COVID-19 test that allows international travel for business or pleasure. Chamber of Commerce Senior Policy Analyst Cameron Grant says that leaves business people, particularly in the mining supply business, having to travel to North Bay or Sudbury for the test. The Chamber's calling on Premier Doug Ford to remedy that situation. Grant says Life Labs is negotiating with the province to provide this service.
We're calling on the province to create that partnership to enable an assessment center here that would allow for them to have those paid tests.
The test carries a $200 fee. And with no new or resolved cases reported today, the Porcupine Health Unit still has 5 active COVID-19 cases from the 2,157 it's recorded since the arrival of the pandemic. A total of 531 new cases are reported across Ontario today. 4/5 of them are in people who are unvaccinated or only partly vaccinated. For these stories and more, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.